Maureen Lane will now bring us the Kids Corner. Come on down, kids.
I love Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus. Come on now.
How about you?
I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you?
I love Jesus. Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
Oh, good. I'm glad to see everybody here today. We had a beautiful snow this week, didn't we? And I was like Reverend Dirks this morning when I was on the way to church. I couldn't help but think, God is the most wonderful artist in the world. All the bushes were just sparkling like they were dipped in crystal, and the snow was sparkling, and it was just so beautiful. Did any of you get a chance to go out and play in the snow? How many of you went sledding? Anybody go sledding? Some of you did? Okay, it's been kind of cold, but sometimes you can go sledding when it's nice and snowy like this. I want to tell you a story about a place where there isn't any snow. How many of you have heard of Jamaica? Have you heard of Jamaica? Okay, Jamaica is an island in the Caribbean, and they don't get snow there. But something unusual happened in Jamaica several years ago, about 22 years ago. Have you heard about the Olympic Games that are coming up in about 2 weeks? They're going to be on television? Well, about 22 years ago, Jamaica decided to enter a bobsled team in the Olympics. Now think about that. Jamaica doesn't get any snow. Bobsleds are sleds that operate on a track made of snow and ice. And if you watch the Olympics coming up, you'll probably get to see bobsled races. Well, the Jamaican people decided to enter a team in the Olympics on the bobsled team. And they don't even have any snow. Now, how are they going to learn how to do a bobsled if they don't even have any snow or ice in their country? Well, they decided two of the things that are very important for bobsledding teams is they have to be able to run really fast for a short distance, because they have to start out running with their sled and then they jump on it. And two of the things that the people in Jamaica were really good at were sprints. They could run really fast for short distances. And they pushed carts around the streets in Jamaica, in the country of Jamaica. And so they could run for long distance, or run with these carts, pushing these carts. So they thought those two things would really help the people, the bobsled team, become good. So they put together a bobsled team. And I would like to tell you that the very first Olympics that they went into, that they won, but they didn't. In fact, they didn't even place. But they did get a chance to go and practice in some places where there was ice and snow. And the first race that the Jamaican bobsled team went on, something happened to one of the runners on their sled. It broke, and they had a crash. They didn't get hurt. But the Jamaican bobsled team ended up picking up their bobsled and walking it over the finish line. They still finished. They still finished, even though they didn't win. And I'm going to be anxious to look and see if they've got a team in this coming up Olympics. They have been to the Olympics several times, to the Winter Games, and in fact, the very last time that the Jamaican bobsled team went to the Olympics, they came in 14th, which isn't great, but it's better than they did the first time, and they placed ahead of even the United States teams. And it got me thinking about the talents that they had, that the Jamaican bobsled team had, that they used. They may have not even thought that they could have taken part in an icy event like a bobsled thing, but they used the talents that they did have. And I know Reverend Dirks has been talking about faith, and I want to read this chapter from Hebrews, and I think we've read this before during this time. This is from Hebrews chapter 11, and it's verse 1. It says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." Now I'm thinking that we all need to also have faith in the talents that God gave us. We may not think that we have talents in some area. Just like the Jamaican people at first didn't think that they could take part in a bobsled team, but they used the talents that God gave them, the ability to run fast, the ability to push things, and use that to their advantage to be able to create a bobsled team. So I hope when the Olympics comes up this year that you maybe watch for the bobsleds, and I want you to think about the talents that God may have given you that maybe are just by faith, you just need to step out and see if they are something that you can use for God's work in this world too. Okay? All right, let's say a prayer together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for each person gathered here and for the families represented. We ask that you watch over each of these children and let us all think of the talents that you have given us and use those talents to the best of our abilities to serve you, Lord. All of these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Don't forget your cups.
While the children are collecting pocket change for missions, we will be singing number 526 in your blue hymn book, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.